most of us experience a gentle form of censorship from an early age. That's what mothers are for. There are certain things that must not be said, and some things that should not even be thought. It's called socialization, and it's what parents do, or should do. There is a very real sense in which this early censorship of words and actions that teaches us how to grow up is the essential condition of civilization. We can resist it or ignore it, but mostly we accept it because we eventually understand how unthinkable the alternative would be. During my lifetime, movies, books, television and radio have all been routinely censored for moral or political reasons, and I never gave it much thought until recently. These restrictions were justified by a paternalistic desire to protect people, especially young people, from that messy and painful thing called reality. It never worked for long. Reality always caught up with our innocence eventually. Of course, now that the anarchic world of the internet is available on every child's cell phone, the very idea of protecting young people has become ridiculous. But we can still distinguish between censorship for protection and censorship for repression, which is designed to restrict free speech. This kind of top-down censorship affects not just you personally, but the entire culture, and is typical of authoritarian regimes like China or Russia. There is nothing that such regimes fear more than free speech and free thought. So they aim to control the flow of information and the institutions that promote it, libraries, schools, museums, and the media. Public broadcasting has become a target under the present regime. For 60 years, it has been supported by different governments as a commercial-free zone for news, cultural, and educational programming. Inevitably, like the proverbial small boy who blurted out that the emperor had no clothes, the public media have revealed some inconvenient truths and promoted some controversial debates. This is where censorship comes in. In this case, as you know, it has come in the form of a crippling financial penalty from a government that doesn't like this kind of free and open broadcasting. It seems that free speech is not quite so free anymore. The price has gone up. And because you are the public in public radio, we really need your support. This is David Boucher.